How about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with a long-delayed edition of Rich's Ramblings. I was doing these things kind of in between, before and after races that I was going to, and obviously we haven't been doing any racing here over the last several weeks, so I haven't produced one of these podcasts or mini-podcasts, whatever you want to call it, in the past several weeks as well, but I thought I would now that we've kind of returned to racing this past weekend, having four dirt late model shows that took place over the weekend. So I thought I'd talk about that and just what all's kind of going on. Before I go any further, I'd like to say that hopefully there will be some news coming out from InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com regarding some future changes to our ability to do podcasts. I'm hoping that we're about to see some upgrades within our ability to produce these sort of things, so that maybe we can do things like have guests on, and you know, the two of us, me and my partner Michael Motes, can be on together and that sort of thing. So hopefully that's coming up in the not too distant future, but for now, you've just got me for right now, and hopefully that will change in the near future. And speaking of Michael Motes, I'd want to throw up our best wishes and prayers to him and his family. He has contracted coronavirus. He's been posting about it on Facebook, so it's certainly not a secret. He hasn't been feeling very well, as you would expect. He's not hospitalized or on a ventilator or anything like that, but certainly could be doing better. So hopefully that will pass sooner rather than later. Apparently contracted at work. One of his coworkers apparently had gotten it, and much of his entire office got it. So hopefully he'll be feeling well soon and back up and at him. But anyway, until then, thoughts and prayers to him, his family, for a speedy recovery. All right, back to racing. It was great to see actual cars actually racing this weekend. A great job. Got to throw kudos out to Ray Cook at Tri-County Racetrack, to the folks at Cherokee Speedway, the folks at Lancaster Speedway and Boyd Speedway, for sticking their necks out and agreeing to put on these shows with no fans. I mean, that was a real risk for them to go out and do that and promote races where they know they weren't going to sell any hot dogs, they weren't going to sell any sodas. You know, they weren't going to get any ticket revenue from these races. Now, you know, being on a pay-per-view basis with DirtOnDirt.com and Speed51.com, I don't know exactly what kind of revenue sharing deal they had set up there, but you know, it was a great job by those promoters to get out there and work these deals out, and a great job by the racers to actually show up and put on the show. You know, because there's nothing like watching actual cars actually race. It's no disrespect to iRacing. That's a great platform, and I've watched a few of the broadcasts with the iRacing shows, and certainly have nothing against it, but it's just not the same thing, you know. And so hopefully we're going to see more real racing, and it certainly looks like that's the plan. I know the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series kind of has a plan in place to run a few races. You know, sort of odd. They're going to go back and almost do another Georgia-Florida Speed Week. So they're going to go back to Golden Isles and East Bay, as well as going to run here in the very near future at Lucas Oil Speedway out in Missouri. Of course, everything's dependent on what the state and local rules are regarding social distancing and all this sort of thing. You know, they can't go against the law. So if the law in place in a particular state says you can't race, then you can't race. And so they're having to work with the state and local officials and even the federal officials to get some of this stuff done. But it was a great job by those four tracks and by the two internet companies to be able to put those races on this past weekend, and you know, looking forward, I know Lucas Oil TV is going to throw in here as well, and as well as flowracing.com. So it won't be just Dirt on Dirt and Speed 51 going forward. Before we kind of leave that subject and start talking about the actual racing itself, I saw some people complaining on social media about the fact that there couldn't be any fans at those tracks. And, you know, I assure you, there is nobody more frustrated about this current situation than I am. I've been through the highs and lows emotionally for sure over these past few weeks over the fact that, you know, I've had nowhere to go, no races to attend. I've certainly got a lot of home projects done that needed to be done, but I would very much enjoy being at a racetrack. But there is no conspiracy against fans, trust me. Promoters, series, drivers, everybody, they want you there. I promise they want you there. But this is just what we have right now. This is just the world we live in because of this coronavirus thing. And, you know, politically, believe what you want about it. You know, it's real and people are getting it. People are sick from it. So, you know, we just have to do what we have to do. And that's what's going on now. You know, I saw a poll posted by ESPN on their website yesterday, I believe it was, where a large percentage of sports fans said that they would rather have sports with no fans, you know, television only, rather than have no sports at all. And I certainly fit in that category. I can tell you, when I started seeing that there were going to be races without fans, whether it be NASCAR or dirt races, my spirits were definitely lifted to know that we were going to have something to watch other than, you know, old races and old football games and things like that, that we're actually going to have some live content. And I was definitely buoyed by that. And I certainly know a lot of other people were too. And the ESPN poll confirms it. And, you know, as unfortunate as it is, that's what we're going to have for the next several weeks, maybe even months. There's even talk that many of the big crown jewel races won't even happen this year because there's just no way they can happen. Certainly hope that's not true, but we just have to wait and let this thing play out and see what's going on. But, you know, as I said before, thanks to Dirt on Dirt, to Speed 51 for going above and beyond to produce these broadcasts because, you know, they were taking a risk too. I mean, Dirt on Dirt didn't even charge for them. They just subscribers could watch, and I'm sure they probably added some new subscribers because of it. And the same, you know, Speed 51 did charge for the Cherokee race, and I'm sure they, you know, they made money, but there almost certainly was some sort of deal struck between them and the track, or else the track couldn't afford to put on a 10,000 win race knowing that there would be no revenue at all. So it was, everybody took a big risk, and I'm, you know, thankful for them being able to do that. But more than that, what about the racing that we saw? I mean, considering that we've seen nothing for about 6 weeks or so, anything would have been fine. Anything would have been great. But a couple of those races in particular were really entertaining. Tri-County Racetrack, if you haven't seen it, over in Brasstown, North Carolina, and it is a little bit of a challenge to get to, but if you haven't been there, when all this coronavirus stuff is over and we start being able to go places again, I'd highly recommend you going to that track. It is a racy little joint. Quarter mile, pretty good banking on it, and guys just get after it on that track. You know, Ray Cook does a really good job of track prep and in promoting shows over there, just like he does with all of his series. So I would highly encourage you to go check out Tri-County whenever you can. Now, at Boyd Speedway and Lancaster Speedway, you had a couple of dominating races there. You know, Shane Clanton picked up the win at Tri-County. Forgot to mention that. But still, you know, a racy little joint there. But Brandon Overton pretty much dominated at Lancaster, winning at sometimes getting out to a straightaway lead. And if you've seen Lancaster Speedway, getting out to a straightaway lead is a big lead at that place. And he really had things hooked up in that Wells Motorsports car that he drives for. And then Donald McIntosh at Boyd's also was pretty darn dominant there. You know, the Blunt Motorsports car really had things hooked up on that track. So they were able to win. But the race of the weekend had to be the race at Cherokee Speedway. It came down to the last lap. You know, Brandon Overton made a last lap pass on Casey Roberts. I'm sure Casey Roberts' feathers were a bit ruffled after that. As well, obviously, we could see, those of us who were watching the broadcast could see that they were, as he was visibly upset. There was contact between the two cars as they raced off of turn two and down the back straightaway. And Casey, unfortunately, wound up, looked like clipping the berm and spinning out and doing some damage to the front end of his car, and Overton went on to win. But, from my point of view, that it was just, you know, hard racing. That's what we want them to do. We want competitors to compete, and that's what they were doing. So, unfortunately, things don't always work out for everybody. So, and that was the case there, but still, very entertaining situation nonetheless. But it does look like there are more of these made-for-TV type shows coming up. I know I-55 Raceway out in Missouri, Ken Schrader's track, has something coming up on Flow Racing here in the next couple of days. Sonoya Raceway down in Georgia has an event lined up there as well. So there's more of this. And then Lucas Oil late model dirt series with their network, Lucas Oil Racing TV, and I assume MAV TV as well, be doing some broadcasts from Lucas Oil Speedway, from East Bay, from Golden Isles. So we got more of this to look forward to. And as I said before, I'd love to be there, you'd love to be there, but we can't be there. That's just what we got. So I'm happy that something is available to us. I've watched enough Netflix to do me for quite some time, and many of you probably have too. I'd much rather see a live event, but I'm looking forward to what these different tracks and the different series and the broadcasters do for us. But until later, keep checking in on InsideDirtRacing.com. Follow at Richard Allen IDR on Twitter and Instagram for more updates. Like I said at the beginning, hopefully some announcement coming soon about maybe venturing a little deeper into the podcast realm than where we have been up to now. But thanks for taking the time to listen, and take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and hopefully we'll all be through this thing sooner rather than later. But until later, have a great day.